This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And there is breaking news about the six-year-old who was accused of shooting his teacher in Virginia, Newport News, Virginia, this month. The New York Times is reporting that the school and his teacher were warned three times that the student had a gun, with a child seeing it at recess. That's what a lawyer for the teacher said. And nothing was done about it before the teacher was shot and seriously wounded. She is, thank God, going to be better. I think everyone has heard already about the decision by the United States and Germany, our ally in NATO, to send tanks, both German tanks and American Abrams tanks, which are more complicated to use apparently, headed toward Ukraine. And Russia has responded, quote, rationally. The Russian embassy in Berlin was among the first out of the gate after the news broke, offering a bizarre, if not deranged, take. Berlin's decision signifies the unequivocal refusal of the Federal Republic of Germany to recognize historical responsibility to our people for the terrible, timeless crimes of Nazism. So said Russian Ambassador Sergei Nechayev in a statement. The statement went on to say that the tanks would also put an end to post-war reconciliation between Russians and Germans and take the conflict to a new level of confrontation. Now, given the fact that there were very modestly estimated at least 20 million Russians who died fighting Germans in World War II, which, yes, it's a long time ago, but it's within the memory of living people who are veterans of that conflict. The idea that this desire to help Ukraine defend its own territorial integrity from a Russian invasion, the difficulty about what happened between Russia and Germany is the Nazis were very clearly the invaders. They had a non-aggression pact, a pact of cooperation and friendship that was the Ribbentrop-Molotov pact that was signed in 1939, right before the Nazis felt secure enough to begin the war by invading Poland from the west at the same time Russia was invading Poland from the east. In any event, this is a very serious. It would end the post-war reconciliation between Russians and Germans and take the conflict to a new level of confrontation. Kremlin mouthpiece Margarita Simonyan, the editor-in-chief of the television network RT, joined Russian diplomats in offering up far-fetched Nazi comparisons. Quote, after a flogging by Washington, Germany will send 14 tanks to Ukraine. Closer to summer, deliveries of gas chambers are also expected. I think that was meant to be an example of Russian humor. Simonyan tweeted, the TV propagandist of Vladimir Solovyov called European leaders Nazi scumbags and argued that the delivery of Leopard tanks to Ukraine makes all of Germany a legitimate military target for Russia. He claimed Germany has forgotten its historical guilt and must pay for it. Fortunately, the attention to German tanks ahead of the 30 Abrams tanks that they are talking about offering from the United States. Well, why would that be? It would be partially because what is going on is the Leopard tanks, the German tanks, are easier to use, and they will probably arrive more quickly to the front of battle, especially since Germany's participation here clears Poland to provide some of the Leopard tanks they have and to lend to their brothers and sisters in Ukraine. This is President Biden announcing the U.S. decision to send those 31 Abrams tanks to the conflict in Ukraine. Also today, by the way, was Volodymyr Zelensky celebrating his birthday. He's 45 years old. Here is President Biden, clip 3.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion. Secretary Austin has recommended this step because it will enhance the Ukraine's capacity to defend its territory and achieve its strategic objectives. The Abrams tanks are the most capable tanks in the world. They're also extremely complex to operate and maintain. So we're also giving Ukraine the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain these tanks on the battlefield. And we'll begin to train Ukrainian troops on these issues of sustainment, logistics, and maintenance as soon as possible. Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. Time we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses. We're also closely coordinated this announcement with our allies. The American contribution will be joined by an additional announcement, including that will be ready, available, and more easily integrated for use in the battlefield in the coming weeks among some other countries.
Okay, and then he spoke a little bit further about what other countries, obviously most prominently Germany, are doing in terms of military assistance. This is clip 5.
Sweden is donating infantry fighting vehicles. Italy is giving artillery. Denmark and Estonia are sending howitzers. Latvia is providing more Stinger missiles. Lithuania is providing anti-aircraft guns. And Finland recently announced its largest package of security assistance to date. You may remember I was asked a while ago what I think was going to happen. And I said, I let Putin know. He thought that he was going to end up with a Finlandization of Europe. Well, he's got the NATOization of Finland. He's gotten something he never intended.
Okay, when people talked about Finlandization, that usually meant that what would happen would be what had happened to the country of Finland before, which it had been virtually taken over in terms of its foreign policy being dominated by Russia. That was Finlandization. Now he's talking about the NATOization of Finland, that Finland itself is applied to join NATO, and if the Turks will continue to remove their objections, they will go forward with that. There is more controversy, and again, it can't be bad for Governor DeSantis. This is something else about what students do in schools, and it's very smart of DeSantis to concentrate on this issue of education, because, frankly, it's one of those things that parents in the United States of America, who represent a huge chunk of the electorate, are very concerned about what's happening with their kids in schools. And one of the least useful implements in schools that kids use is cell phones. Should there be the right for teachers to ban cell phones from the classroom? Or is that a brutal, somehow, violation of freedom of speech or freedom of communication? We'll talk about this issue, particularly with an MSNBC columnist who's attacked Governor DeSantis on this, coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
How long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to FundStudentsFirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved Show, speaking of the latest controversies swirling around the dynamic and always outspoken governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis speaking on an issue that I think is an issue to many teachers, where the overwhelming majority of teachers in this country, and if you're a teacher and you disagree with what Governor DeSantis has to say about cell phones in the classroom, then you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Governor DeSantis raised the question about what can be done to prevent the enormously distracting and counterproductive presence of cell phones as a distraction and a preoccupation when kids are in class. This is the governor of Florida, clip four.
I think to myself, why are these kids on their phones during class all the time? I mean, I think a school district would be totally within their rights to say, you know what, leave your phone in some cubby or something, go sit in class, learn, and then if you get it at recess and you want to text people, fine. But they should not be always on their phones and being distracted from the lessons. And so I think that our school boards will be able to lean in on some stuff, too, to buttress what we're doing, and I look forward to being able to do that.
Okay, this has been wildly criticized by the MSNBC columnist and New York University professor Ruth Ben-Ghiat, who accused Governor DeSantis in a tweet of being authoritarian and so dangerous in every way for suggesting that students put away cell phones while in class. They already do in many schools. Many teachers have students drop off their phones in some kind of basket or a container, as Governor DeSantis. I don't want to call him President DeSantis yet. Or maybe never. Who knows? Many want students... say that students have to have access to their phones due to school shooters. Really? That you're insisting that the kids should be able to use their phones in the classroom because a school shooter may come? Now, school shootings, thank God, are tragic, they are horrible, but they are a very small percentage of even the mass shootings that we have all been talking about. And the idea that there needs to be a cell phone in the hands of students at that point, I mean, obviously does not make a great deal of sense. The idea that it's authoritarian to deny cell phones to students. Well, there's also this. We talked about the other controversy regarding Governor DeSantis and not saying that he was opposed to the teaching of black history. He has never said that, as we made clear in the conversation we had with Rich Lowry. The entire point was not whether it's appropriate for kids even to have an AP option, an advanced placement option, to take a black history course, because Governor DeSantis has not announced opposition to that idea. What the opposition is to a course that is nakedly political, that takes, for instance, a big chunk of semester that you're learning, of the two semesters that you're learning. There are four divisions, and one of the divisions involves contemporary issues like reparations. And the idea that you should take a position arguing for reparations as part of an advanced placement course, well, that's too much for any opposition to that idea. To the civil rights attorney, Ben Crump, you may remember he has taken and represented the families of a number of black families that have seen their family members or beloved ones, the victims of unjustified police violence. He is noted for it. But he's giving Governor DeSantis a specific warning about legal action regarding the African American Studies dispute. This is clip 12.
We're here to give notice to Governor DeSantis that if He does not negotiate with the College Board to allow AP African American Studies to be taught in the classrooms across the state of Florida, that these three young people will be the lead plaintiffs in a historic lawsuit.
And that conversation about historic plaintiffs, it seems to me this is a threatened lawsuit about a class that doesn't even exist. And he's talking about Governor DeSantis negotiating. He's already indicated an eagerness to negotiate, to shape, and by the way, the College Board, as Rich Lowry made clear, has also indicated a willingness to negotiate, because there should be a way that African American history is an important component of the history of the country, and yet it is fundamentally different, as I've said on this program before. African American history is different because the great bulk of black people who are here in the United States did not come to the United States by choice. Everybody else did. Everybody else chose to come here. And that is a distinction, and a distinction in the historical experience of black people that it seems to me is worth acknowledging and recognizing. There is more about the ongoing battle concerning the debt limit. And there's actually a very good column that it seems to me in the Wall Street Journal by a noted political moderate, William Galston, about how both sides need to reconsider intransigent positions on this question of a debt ceiling breach, and talking a little bit about just how disastrous it really would be. We will get to that, plus both Kevin McCarthy and Chuck Schumer, the leaders of the House and the Senate, respectively, talk about what the future is going to hold for that onrushing debt ceiling confrontation, which could have a very real and very scary, frankly, impact on the state of the U.S. economy, which could impact virtually anyone trying to do business or support a family or to simply economically survive in this country. We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You USA News update. Ukrainian President Zelensky thanking the U.S. for its decision to provide his nation with tanks as it fights its ongoing war with Russia. President Biden made the announcement today that the U.S. will provide Kyiv with 31 M1 Abrams tanks. They're among the most powerful in the world. A federal prosecutor promising an in-depth investigation into the death of Tyre Nichols. The 29-year-old black man died earlier this month after Memphis police pulled him over in a traffic stop.
Our federal investigation may take some time. These things often do. But we will be diligent and we will make decisions based on the facts and the law.
U.S. Attorney Kevin Ritz said his team includes experienced officials from the FBI along with state and local officials. The five black officers were fired. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake shook Southern California early today. That quake occurred about 2 a.m. Pacific time, was centered 10 miles south of Malibu Beach. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, more on the debt ceiling crisis. There's a piece by William Galston, who I think writes as clearly as anyone has about why the debt ceiling crisis really is a crisis and worthy of a great deal of serious attention. He writes, the U.S. is speeding toward an unavoidable and potentially disastrous default on its public debt. Cool heads in both parties must make sure it doesn't happen. Breaching the debt limit could cause serious economic damage. The American financial system is the linchpin of the global economy, and the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency. The fear that holders of American debt might not receive timely repayment as debt matures could create an epic panic. That means that, by the way, it's no longer true that the American debt is owed almost entirely to American citizens. There are a lot of people all around the world, yes, including China and elsewhere, who have invested in American debt, who have taken out bonds that, and where if all of a sudden you're unable to pay the returns on those bonds that you're supposed to with all the interest that we're paying on our national debt, it's a very real problem. When Congress and President Obama, writes Galston, got close to the brink of a default a decade ago. That was in 2011, actually. Credit rating firms downgraded U.S. debt. There's no reason to believe that this won't happen again unless a deal is reached well before default is imminent, and it's imminent in June. A lower rating would mean higher interest rates, which would depress growth and add fiscal pressure that the taxpayers would bear. In other words, we already have a situation where paying at today's interest rates, we basically are spending close to 3%, 4% of the annual budget of the federal government to pay this interest. And it would go higher than that because you wouldn't be able to get the same kind of advantageous interest rates that the government gets today, because basically the United States has never defaulted. It's never failed to pay off its obligations until now. The apparent willingness of the new House Republican majority to do this, to put the credit of the United States in jeopardy, is a sign of how wide the party's breach with big business has become. A recent survey from the Pew Research Center found that only 26% of Republicans think that large corporations have a positive effect on the country. The comparable figure for small businesses was 79%. And the idea that there's a profound difference between small businesses and big businesses, small businesses want to become big businesses. Most big businesses were at one time small businesses. This is in my book, The Five Big Lies About American Business. One of the big lies about American business is that all big business is bad and all small business is good. There are some crooked, I mean, just think of George Santos. There are some crooked small businesses, relatively small businesses, and some incredibly indispensable big businesses that we stake our lives on every day. But while business leaders reject brinksmanship on the debt ceiling, they also generally believe that Washington is on a dangerous fiscal course, and they have a point. During the 1990s, the burden of government debt on the American economy, measured as the ratio of debt to gross domestic product, actually fell. Since then, it has more than doubled, and worse lies ahead. Again, you can go back to the 1990s and you can see when the American government was running a surplus. And yes, it was a paper surplus and it didn't include the Social Security element, but it was still vastly better than what we have now, where it's coming up to $2 trillion a year in deficit. Since then, it has more than doubled, and worse lies ahead. According to recent estimates from the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, the annual budget deficit will rise to $2.4 trillion by 2032. That's $2.4 trillion every year. The U.S. is on course to add more than $17 trillion to the national debt over the next decade, causing the debt-to-GDP ratio to rise from under 98% to a record 116%, while interest payments on the debt double from 1.7% to 3.4% of GDP, of the gross domestic product. And then Galston writes personally. He says, when I was learning emergency medical tactics in Marine boot camp half century ago, I was taught that I should stop the bleeding before doing anything else. This advice applies to Congress and the administration as well. Stopping the fiscal bleeding by stabilizing the burden of debt on the economy over the next decade would be a reasonable initial goal. But the U.S. can't reach it unless the leaders come together across party lines to begin a long-deferred conversation. None of this can happen unless both parties back away from their untenable positions, he writes. Republicans must repudiate their use of the debt ceiling as a negotiating tactic, and congressional Democrats and the Biden administration must abandon their refusal to negotiate, which is outrageous and destructive, by the way. The American people would welcome these steps as a rare sign of common sense from their leaders. And common sense should not be so rare. This is Kevin McCarthy at least advocating one aspect of that common sense, which is the need to negotiate. Clip 16.
We have to negotiate over the debt. Our whole government is designed to have compromise. Republicans control the House. Democrats have a small majority in the Senate. And he's the president. He is playing with the financial markets of America by saying he wouldn't negotiate. We've hit the limit, so now we have to June or July. Let's start communicating now and find where we can eliminate the waste, find the common places we get together, and have a responsible debt ceiling that's lifted but puts us on a path to make us financially stronger. And you're right, Larry, the latest poll by Rasmussen, only 24% of America agrees with the president's position, that he's not going to negotiate at all. Does he not believe that there's not $1 that you can find to eliminate waste in government? I mean, they just passed a $1.7 trillion bill that two senators wrote who are no longer here at the end of the year. The Democrats have never passed a budget. And what did they do in the last 4 years? They increased discretionary spending by 30%, $400 billion. You know, when we were in the majority for those 8 years, you know how much discretionary spending went up? Not $1.
Okay, there's other spending, of course, that did go up because a great deal of what the government spends is not discretionary. It's entitlements, as people talk about. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, speaking on the pending debt limit fight, gives a little bit of credit to his colleague Mitch McConnell. Listen.
As the debate over raising the debt ceiling continues, Leader McConnell said something yesterday that I think is right on the mark. He said that when it comes to moving a debt ceiling proposal through Congress, the House should go first. He is correct. And not only should the House go first, but they must quickly show the American people what their plan actually is for avoiding a first-ever default on the national debt. So far, we haven't heard anything beyond vague and troubling talking points about the need to cut federal spending. That's not going to fly when you're in the majority, as Speaker McCarthy, of course, is.
Okay, there is yet another controversy. This is just breaking news from down in Oregon, in Portland, in Multnomah County. There's actually an incident, shocking incident, at Beaverton that has resulted in a $1 million settlement in a race discrimination case. We'll get to it coming up. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, we're going to journey together to a strange world. And for many of us, it's not a world that is so far away. It's a world when you cross the Columbia River, you get there. It's the state of Oregon. And or maybe if you're coming up from California, you drive past Mount Shasta and keep going. And okay, Oregon is peculiar, and so is Washington, and it's one of the reasons I do love the Northwest, but Oregon is particularly peculiar over getting gas. And it's not just the price of gas, it is a ban on self-service gas. Can you imagine? It's been in place since 1951. Yes, the state has relaxed some restrictions for rural towns a few years ago. There's actually a billboard which still is famous. It's a classic billboard in Portland. It says, "Keep Portland Weird." And they're doing a good job. But this is a case which is actually incredibly complicated, where a plaintiff in a discrimination case has just won $1 million. That's right. I mean, here we need the Dr. Evil voice. The $100 billion. Well, not quite, but $1 million is pretty good anyway. A Multnomah County jury this week found that Rose Wakefield, who is a retinal imager at the Veterans Administration, had suffered racial discrimination by PacWest Energy and Jackson Food Stores, and they awarded her damages of $1 million. That verdict concluded punitive damages, in other words, damages that were meant to punish the PacWest Energy and Jackson Food Stores to punished them of $550,000. So what happened? Wakefield's claim included evidence that the gas station attendant, and remember, they have no self-service, so you need a gas station attendant. It's like the old days in many places. You pull up, you don't get your own gas, you ask someone to put the gas in your car. The gas station attendant at the Jackson's gas station in Town Center Mall in Beaverton, at suburban Portland, ignored her when she pulled her car in, and when she sought to summon him for assistance, he said, "I'll get to you when I feel like it." By the way, did I mention that Rose Wakefield was black? Well, she is. Wakefield then got an employee from inside the store to pump the gas for her. The store employee testified that that when she and Wakefield approached Wakefield's car, the attendant, the one who said, "I'll get to you when I feel like it," whose name is Nigel Powers, approached. And Wakefield forcefully told him not to come near her, but to stay away. The store employee, whose name is Brianna Horton, testified that she immediately realized that something untoward had already taken place between the two of them, and she offered Wakefield a card with the corporate complaint number. Wakefield, who is 63, who is the retinal imager, a medical technician, testified that just as she was getting in her car and leaving, she asked the attendant, Nigel Powers, "Why did you refuse to help me?" And Powers then replied, "I don't serve black people," and laughed in her face. Can you imagine in 2023? The incident was March 12th, 2020. A colleague of Wakefield at the VA hospital testified that whenever the incident is mentioned, Wakefield's emotional reaction is so strong that it reminds him of his clients who suffer from PTSD. Wakefield was represented by Greg and Jason Kafouri of the Portland firm Kafouri and McDougall. Greg Kafouri argued to the jury that the defendant's complaint system was meant to conceal evidence of wrongdoing rather than to investigate it. Within minutes of leaving the station, our client called the corporate complaint number. I would imagine if somebody has just said something like that to you, wouldn't you call a corporate complaint number? Is that reasonable? And she spoke for 19 minutes describing what had happened to her. Her call was not recorded, and the call taker instead wrote a single brief paragraph summarizing what Wakefield said while removing the most damning accusation. The most damning accusation was that the attendant said, "I don't serve black people." Then Wakefield left a lengthy voicemail with the regional manager, who made no notes of the content of the call at all, and erased her entire message. The attendant was never questioned by the company about the racist comments, and he was disciplined only for failing to serve customers in the order of their arrival. The attorney for Wakefield said that while the defense argued to the jury that Wakefield was lying, the defendants knew the plaintiff was telling the truth, pointing out that Powers, the attendant, was fired only a month after the incident. Kafouri and the corporate records said the corporate records showed that the defendants had papered his file by writing him up four times in the next 30 days for talking on his cell phone. The Powers file contained no similar accusations in the previous year and a half of his employment. Kafouri told the jury that an award of $1 million would force the corporate defendants to explain why complaint calls were not recorded and why Wakefield's voicemail was erased, explaining that a cop who erased evidence would go to jail for it. Kafouri told the jury that a large verdict would send a message to corporations across the country that corporate investigations needed to be honest and transparent, and that covering up for racist abuse on the part of employees would not be tolerated by the larger community. Message sent. It does appear that concerning this particular incident, that maybe some people who feel that it's going to be okay to even jokingly say, I don't serve black people, to think that that is okay is to think that America is the same as it may have been in 1951, which is when they started this practice in Portland of not allowing you to pump your own gas, where at least this kind of confrontation could be avoided on that. There is a stunning political story, and I'm dying to get more detail about it. But apparently, the report is from NBC News that Kyrsten Sinema, the independent senator from Arizona, remember, she officially left the Democratic Party. She now identifies herself as an independent. She has not said whether she's running for re-election or not, or, by the way, whether she would run as an independent. But she apparently is being courted by Republicans, just as her challenger in the Democratic Party, Congressman Ruben Gallego, the Marine veteran who is running for the Democrats, raised $1 million in the first 24 hours of his campaign. Minority Whip John Thune, senator from South Dakota, said that the GOP would welcome Senator Sinema to their conference, and that he's invited her to switch to Republican many times. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer punted Thursday when asked if he would support Sinema if she does run for re-election. Schumer said, Senator Sinema is an excellent Congress member and Senate member, and she has done a lot of good things here, but it's much too early to make a decision. Gallego's campaign could spur a free-for-all for the safe Democratic House seat that he will leave behind. But the idea of Kyrsten Sinema leaping to the Republican side, would she be a viable candidate at all? She has very low approval rating in the state of Arizona if she ran as a Republican. There are many Republicans, core Republicans, who wouldn't vote for her because of her liberal background. But what does this mean for the future of the Senate? Well, we'll find out, and much more about the upcoming elections in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.